My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Hello, my family friends. It's another beautiful day in Bushwick, Brooklyn, and this is another glorious episode of Glorious Growing Good. I am your host, Alessandra Maria, and today we're going to be doing a highlight on an amazing, charming town called Jeffersonville up in the Catskills. I've picked one of my favorite new local businesses. I'm going to be interviewing the owner in just a second. But first, I wanted to give you guys a little, you know, peek into this amazing neighborhood. It's a charming old village nestled in the western part of the Sullivan County of Catskills. It's called Jefferson, New York. It's so awesome. And it's by Calicoon, which is kind of the main focus point of that area. It's loaded with entrepreneurial spirit, offering an eclectic mix of shops, restaurants, and businesses. You can just drive off beaten paths and dive into creeks. There's pottery farms, educational farms. There's just so much to do, and they have events. The farmers markets are amazing. It's just really, really great. Wally and I have been spending a lot of our time up there and a lot of time in the neighboring towns. And I just really want all my New York City and Brooklyn peeps to start supporting these places because, you know, it's just going to trickle down. The love and all these products should be just trickling down into our community. So today I have Christina Kenny Fisher on the line. Are you there, Christina? Hello?
Good morning. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me good? I can hear you well.
I can.
And you're calling us right now from Jeffersonville, right?
Yes, I am.
So wonderful. Christina and her husband, Robert Fisher, are the owners of the Echo Letterpress Company. And I'm going to be asking her all about that. But I'm just excited because I went to visit their shop. And basically, you know, they make, well, tell us a little bit about the products that you make, Christina.
We do high-end letterpress printed stationery. And what that basically comes down to is a lot of wedding invitations, birth announcements, personal stationery, that sort of thing.
That's
greeting
so cool.
cards, and we printed on antique printing presses.
That's right, and that was the first thing that I noticed way before I met Christina. I was lucky enough to have met her through mutual friends, but I drove by, and I was like, what is this place? They have all these like amazing, you know, just like letters, kind of like flags in their window, and through the windows, I could see that they had like the real old-timey pressing machines, you know, they're like, they look like huge metal car engines, kind of.
And I was like, our presses are from right around, two of them are 1901 are the manufacture dates, and the other two are probably around 1938. So they've been in business for a long time.
Right, and Christina and her husband were telling me that when they found these, you know, they had to go and they kind of like bought out a whole shop. And so with that, they got all these like boxes full of like letters and designs that you haven't even been able to go through all of them yet, right?
Yeah, we've been so busy we haven't had a chance. We have thousands of metal cuts, as they're called, and we have several hundred sets of wood type, antique wood type, which is beautiful to print with. We print posters and cards and things like that with the antique type.
Right. And this is what's so amazing, because you're going to be, if you decide to do your next event with Echo Letterpress, and I mean, it could be like birthday invitations, whatever, instead of like, you know, the popular, you know, media of like just doing it online with literally a robot and a machine, and it never comes out the way you want it. And it's also, you're working with templates that, like, you know, millions of other people see. They're actually doing this with their hands. I went in there and, like, you know, they'll pick the letters and everything, and they put it on, I don't know what it's called. What is it? You just put it on a metal plate? Like, what's the process?
We actually, when we do metal or wood typesetting, we typeset words by placing each individual letter.
Right.
We space them by hand, and we print them on the press by locking them into a chase that gets locked into the press. So the press is called a platen press, which basically means that, you know, that the letters come in contact with the paper by pressing two parts of the press together, essentially.
Mm-hmm. That is just so, so fun. So tell us, just like, walk us through, just like, you know, say somebody contacted with you, and, you know, how do you, like, since you're in Jeffersonville, obviously, and, you know, people, you're servicing people all around the nation, right?
All around the world now. Oh, we actually just sent last week we sent two wedding invitations to Australia, which is kind of cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah, we've been doing, it's kind of fun too, because we kind of start talking with these people online, and it's just so funny because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And they find our work online either via our website or via Etsy, mm-hmm. and that kind of opens up a dialogue, and they'll either see something they like that we've done already, or we do custom work from scratch. So a lot of times people come to us with a little bit of an idea, and we kind of take that and run with it.
And then you kind of communicate back and forth till you get it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done most of the time we'll do things via email, but we've also done Skype calls, and
cool.
You know, obviously we have people coming into the shop that we meet with personally, but both Robert and I are graphic designers by trade, so we were designers first and printers second, so which is kind of important for what we do, because there's a lot of people out there printing, but that doesn't necessarily make you a designer. And, you know,
right.
It's just like anybody can have a computer, but that doesn't make you a designer either. So.
Right, and so a little bit of background about, speaking of, you know, your educational background, you and your husband met in college, and you were both you know, majoring in graphic design, right? Or tell me a little bit about that.
We actually, both of us went to school for graphic design. I went to VCU in Richmond, and Robert went to undergrad at University of South Carolina, and then graduate school in Champaign, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually met in New York City through a mutual friend, and both of us were working in interactive advertising at the time. And once we met and we started chatting, we started talking about letterpress and how that was part of our education when we were learning to be designers. And we were like, man, I really miss making stuff by hand. And we were sort of both on the verge of wanting to quit our jobs, and you know, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we're like, woo, let's quit our jobs and move to the country. And everything happened very fast. We started a family. And
yes.
So that was kind of a very accelerated path, but all very great, great things that happened over the course of that year or two when we made the transition.
Which, of course, is why you are a guest on Growing Good, is that to top it all off, there's a love affair, there's a business, and there's babies. We have a tradition on Growing Good where we introduce our miracles. Could you introduce your children?
Yes, we have our son is Miles. He's 4. And our daughter is Cleo, and she is 15 months.
I know, and they're so precious. I get to see these babies, and they're so great. And so here is, you know, what makes it all about Growing Good is that basically they are, you know, started this business, and they're running this business, and, you know, the children are often in the their studio, which is also, it has a little bit of a storefront. So if you do decide to just jaunt up to Jeffersonville, they're located on Main Street. And you can also go in, and they have, some local stationery that they like to sell. And you are allowed to go in. And when you go in to this little shop, you will see these machines. It's just so cool. It's like a museum, and they're actually working. And a lot of times, I mean, I went in and there was a woman breastfeeding at your table straight up.
Yeah.
The day that I came. Which is why I was like, what's going on here? I'm in.
that was actually, I believe that day it was one of our employees, Lila, was in at the time, and she, her husband, and brought her baby by for a little delicious snack.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had our children here also when they were babies, and pretty much until they started walking. We had them here with us at the shop, and it was kind of funny because you've got this kind of mix of, like, you know, crazy antique equipment and then a pack and play.
Yeah.
And all sorts of bouncy seats, and, you know, it's fun because people would come in and people would always comment, like, you know, about the kids being here. And
yeah, it's beautiful.
It was pretty great, and having the opportunity to you know, it's definitely a challenge, but having the opportunity to, you know, have them with you while you're working is pretty great and a nice opportunity to have that not everybody gets.
Right, and that's one of our favorite topics is the pros and cons of, you know, running your own business and, you know, having your children around. Of course, it's a challenge, and I'd love to hear more about, you know, your experience, but, you know, the pros of your children watching you run your own business, I mean, it's like a whole education all on its own and just being around them. So there's pros and there's cons. When you guys started opening the business, was it during your pregnancy or did you open it before?
We actually, I'm trying to think of how everything happened. Robert and I, we bought our building and we started renovating it. Mm-hmm. During the renovations, we decided to get married, so we started planning our wedding. And then 3 weeks after our wedding, we found out we were pregnant with our son.
Yes!
And
you hadn't opened yet? Or?
1 week after our wedding, we opened our shop. So it was all very, very accelerated. And so...
So you got married, and then one week after we opened. Right. Okay, that's amazing. So you open shop a week after your wedding, and that's great. And then 2 weeks after that, boom, pregnancy. So basically,
yes.
Your first fiscal year as a business, which is the most important, you were pregnant.
Yes, yes.
So tell us a little bit about that. And I mean, and then you were pregnant again. So basically, you've been either like pregnant or raising an infant. How long has your doors been open?
We've been open now for 5 years. We've been printing for about six, but the shop itself has been open for five.
Right.
And I do remember it was pretty funny because at the time, in the beginning, I used to do a lot of the printing. And as I started to grow when I was pregnant, you know, you start moving further and further away from the press. And at one point, I think I was right about 7 months pregnant where I looked at Robert and I was like, I can't.
Can't print anymore.
I'm too far from the printing press. And it was pretty cute too because I'd have to get Robert to clean the press because we use a solvent to clean the press that's like a citrus-based solvent. So it's about as environmentally friendly as you can get for a solvent. Oh. But you know,
well, tell me a little bit about that. That's so interesting. So usually, I'm sure that usually the usual solvent people use is like chemical and just like fumes, and you have to wear a mask and everything. But you guys actually have like a better one.
Yeah, the type of printing we do, it's pretty low. You know, it's not. If you go into a traditional print shop, a traditional offset print shop, that is a very, very smelly place. They use a lot of chemicals for cleaning. That machines that they use are tremendous. What we use are very small printing presses. We use a very small amount of ink. Almost all the ink actually gets printed. We have very little waste from the process. Our printing presses are actually... because they're as old as they are, they actually have foot treadles on them. So we have them also mechanized with small motors. But in theory, if we wanted to, if the power goes out, we could essentially still print with a foot treadle, kind of like an old-fashioned sewing machine.
Sure.
And we do that often, like when sometimes around the holidays, we'll have like demonstrations to show people how the press operates.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like people usually visit town for other events, and we'll set something up so people can come in and watch us printing. We'll kind of slow everything down and explain the process. And a lot of times, then we'll put the foot treadle on so people can see how that works.
That's amazing. So you've got low waist. You know, you're also energy savvy, and you're getting at the chemicals. Obviously, yeah, because when I came in there, I didn't smell anything, and there was babies and children around. So that must have been a big concern for you guys opening up.
Yeah, it's definitely something that we always keep an eye on. The only thing that we have that has any sort of smell to it is the solvent, and you know, we use very little to clean up the presses when we're done.
But even that, you said it's citrus based, so
yeah, it's a citrus based solvent, so it has kind of a nice orangey tint to it, which is nice.
That's very cool. Well, listen, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be back with Christina, and we're going to be talking more about their online services. We're going to give you straight-up information on how to, you know, make your next order with Echo Letterpress on Growing Good.
So what you want to do? I'm standing right in front of you like a broken tool. Just tell me what your name, where you come from, where you go.
You're listening to Summer Jam by Cookies.
And I'll worship you like gold. I'll do just as I'm told. I'll worship you like gold. Oh, oh, oh. Like a kid in his favorite song. This night goes on and on. Tonight goes on and on. You're the most beautiful thing that I ever seen, that I ever seen. Oh, oh, you're the most beautiful thing. You're the most beautiful thing that I ever seen, that I ever seen. They're doing songs till we hit the mark. Cause you could never have enough of what you want.
Hey everybody, this is Alessandra. We're back with Growing Good. That was a really cool song. Thanks, Joe, my producer. He's picking the music today. That was Cookies. I have Christina Kenny Fisher of Echo Letterpress up in Jeffersonville, New York, on the line. In the first segment, we just got a little bit of background on the magic that happened that brought us this beautiful family-run business. And now I'm going to pick her brain a little bit to let you guys know how you can get in touch. So we were talking about how, community is so important, and they open up their doors during events. But also, Christina, when I walked in, I noticed that the farmer's market posters that I'd seen all around town was, you know, something that you did for the community as well.
Yes, that's something we do every year. We've been doing it for about probably, I think, 3 years now. We've been doing the farmers market posters, and we do one for the summer markets and one for the winter markets. And that's been kind of fun because people they're little collector items for
people up
here. Yeah, I
noticed them right away. Mm-hmm.
And we've definitely been to dinners at friends' houses where we go and they have one framed in their kitchen or something, which is always kind of fun.
It's so nice. So they're up in Jeffersonville, New York. They're part of the community. They're raising their children. They're running this business. But we talked about in the first segment, they are delivering beautiful hand, you know, print pressed, like hand designed invitations all the way to Australia. So I want to know, give us some of the websites. Like, so you have a website, but do you think that your Etsy page is the most
Well, our regular website, which is echoletterpress.com, that has all of our wedding work, our baby work, all the invitations that, most of the invitations that we've done. We have a lot more that we need to photograph coming up. And that has a bunch of information about us and the process and all that good stuff.
But people can't actually start talking to you, or they just shoot you an email?
There's a little online form that you can enter that kind of gives us a little bit about you and a little bit of what you're looking for. That's pretty easy to find on the site. It's just like a contact us page. And then all of our ready to buy merchandise is on Etsy. So it's echoletterpress.etsy.com, and there you'll find greeting cards for like birthdays and congratulation cards and that sort of thing. We have
so wait, these are like empty ones that you can fill it in yourself. So so there's already ones that you could just buy and then you like write in the ones yourself, or they still go through you to fill in the information?
The ones on Etsy are ready to buy, like right off the shelf, and they're not personalized. They're just we have a bunch of beautiful thank you notes that we sell in little sets of six, and we have some blank stationery. And then come holiday time, we have a ton of original holiday cards, and it's kind of fun because they're something a little different than what you would get when you go to the store to pick out a box of cards. And everything is printed. We have a logo that we print on the back that talks about how everything is, I think right now, we've changed it up every now and then. Right now it says, laboriously printed by hand in Jeffersonville, New York, which seems apropos.
That's so nice. And tell me a little bit about the paper, your paper quality. How do you pick that out?
We print almost exclusively on 100% cotton paper. And the way they produce the paper, the cotton paper, the cotton is actually comes from what they call linters from the garment industry. So it's a byproduct of the garment industry that they then turn into paper.
Wow, so it's totally sustainable.
We print on cotton paper, and we also print a lot of stuff on chipboard, which is 100% recycled. And that's pretty fun. That has a kind of a cool, kind of rustic feel to it that you don't get from like a store-bought card.
Right. So if you want to work with these masters of letterpressing and make your own thing, I'm going to direct you to their website, which is echoletterpress.com. That's where you can like get in touch with them about creating something just for you and your event. But if you're looking for just some ready-made things that you want to just pick from so you can see the quality, touch it in your hand first, and then maybe use them for, you know, your next, I'm assuming the ready-made stuff is a little bit less expensive than the personal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have greeting cards on there for $4 each, and then the pre-packed thank you notes are $12 for six. So it's pretty reasonable for a hand-printed card.
Right. So if you want to just something, you know, on the fly and to test these wonderful people out, I'm going to direct you to their Etsy page, which is what again, Christina?
Our Etsy page is echoletterpress.etsy.com.
Right. So very easy. They're both the same. We're talking about echoletterpress.com straight up and then echoletterpress@etsy.com. So that's easy to remember, right?
Yep. And you can link to our Etsy page from our regular website as well.
Right. That's and Robert easier. Was telling me that you've been lucky with, because I just assumed, oh, blah, blah, you know, I'm so naive. I was like, this is all word of mouth. And then no, Robert filled me and your husband that you've actually had some good press with Martha Stewart magazine and
very early on we actually had a feature in Martha Stewart, and then we actually had two more features in Real Simple magazine the following year, and we just recently had another feature in it's an industry publication called Stationery Trends.
Right.
So part of our delay in getting our stuff out there has been having, you know, two kids. It kind of keeps you pretty busy.
Yeah, and, but that's what we love to support.
We've just been so busy with work, which is a good thing, but we haven't had as much time as we'd like to do some self-promotion and kind of telling people about what we're doing. And, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, we have, I mean, at least probably 50 invitations that we haven't put online yet, so we need to photograph stuff and get that out there so people can, you know, see what we have to offer.
But hey, Christina, it's better to be super busy than sitting around twirling your thumbs. I'm so happy for
I know,
you.
Right? I definitely can't complain. We've had a really, really busy summer, which has been wonderful.
And it just sounds like a dream come true, you know, falling in love during renovations, getting engaged, getting married, opening store a week after your wedding. What was your very first order? Could you share that story with my audience?
Our very first order was probably, we did a It was actually the invitation that was in Martha Stewart was the wedding invitation for Robert's sister. And we did a whole invitation theme based on Chinese lanterns, which we actually have growing in our yard up here in the country. And so we actually did clippings from our yard and shot photographs and did all these original drawings based on those flowers. So that was pretty great. And it's funny because that was 6 years ago that we did that, and we still print that invitation now. We actually just shipped one.
What you were working on when I came in. It was beautiful. So it's become a popular, you know, one for you guys. You were telling me.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing for, like, you know, if somebody wants to have kind of an offbeat fall wedding, it's a great kind of.
And you're telling me that you went into your backyard and clipped them, these took the photographs. I mean, you just completely created this, like, out of love.
Yeah, yeah. We actually just did, ironically, we use our yard a lot for inspiration. We just finished a hydrangea invitation that we also took clippings from our yard for the illustration on that as well.
That is beautiful.
So that's great.
Christina,
that's one of
awesome.
The things I have to remind myself about. You know, when I was in the city, you know, we were actually living on the Lower East Side, so you can't really, I mean, I guess you could run down to the bodega and pick up some flowers, but you can't usually go out to your yard and do some clippings for inspiration. So
yeah, that's wonderful. And your children watch you doing this. This just sounds so amazing. I'm so glad to have met you. I really just want everybody to know about this business. And also, I want everybody to support the town. If you want to know more about visiting Jeffersonville in general, you can go to jeffersonvillenewyork.com. That's JeffersonvilleNY. No spaces, no dots.com. There's lots of bed and breakfasts. Actually, a little shout out while we're doing a Jeffersonville piece to Sunrise Bed and Breakfast, which are, you know, my new neighbors, Anita and Dean Diskin. You guys can just go up there, check it out. Check out the town. There's lots of stuff going on, but this your building definitely stuck out to me way before we even met Christina. I noticed it. It just had like a glow, and it was so beautiful. And thank you so much for supporting our station and taking the time today. I know you're very busy. You're a mom of two. You're running a business right now. I know you have shipments, and I know you're going on vacation next week too, which you totally deserve.
Yay!
So thank you for taking the time to do this interview.
Yeah, no problem, Alessandra. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'll see you around the block, girlfriend.
That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
This was great.
Everybody, this was an interview with Christina Kenny Fisher of Echo Letterpress. Log on to echoletterpress.com or echoletterpress@etsy.com. Get your just all natural, organic, made with love, support family businesses. That's what's going to just keep our country strong. This is Alessandra. Love and light to you all. See you next week.
Hey everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long.
Rub your tummy. Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Sing a silly song.